Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We got a big storm headed our way, so I hope that you're going to take a few minutes this morning and get prepared for it. You never know. They're talking a blizzard-type condition with a lot of wind. So, you know, get out this morning, get your batteries, get your firewood all set up, you know, so a few extra groceries because you're going to be in for a bit. And just sit back and relax and run out the storm. That's all. There's nothing you can do about it. Just be prepared with salt and sand and your shovel and make sure the snowblower starts. And you may have the day off tomorrow because of the type of storm that's headed our way. So, you know, just be prepared. If we can help you, the number to call is toll-free 800-259-9231. George, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first this morning?
I'll let you know in a bit. I'm taking one right now.
If you need some help, we have some open lines this morning. Call now, talk with George, and he'll get you set up, and we're trying to work together. We've been talking about the holiday plants, how to take care of them this morning. With the next season coming, springtime, it's winter, and, you know, we can only live with winter for so long, and a lot of us start to get excited about springtime. And the thing that I use the winter for is for seed catalogs. And in the weeks to come, we're going to put together a list of seed catalogs for you on our website. And if you're not a member, join us. Go to Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com. At the top of the page, it says newsletter. If you click on the newsletter, you can enter your email address, and we will send you an email newsletter every single Thursday, year-round, that deals with activities at this time of the year. And we'll give you some help. And as new things happen, we add them to the newsletter. This past week, we talked about orchids, we talked about amaryllis, we talked about African violets. So there's always information there at your disposal. But we will be putting together a seed catalog list that you can order, and most of them are free. And on a day like what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow with the storm, you can spread them out on a kitchen table, have a cup of coffee, a piece of paper, and make a list of what you would like to grow in your garden this coming year. Plan it out ahead. That's where a lot of us fail. And believe me, I've failed many times. Some of the information I give you is from my failures. Number one failure for a garden is putting the plants too close. Our eyes say, oh, we got to have this, got to have that. We buy all these plants, and we don't give them enough room to grow. So it does make a difference. So plan your garden during the winter and join the newsletter. It's free. Every Thursday, it will automatically come to you. And if you click on the newsletter right now, you can look at what this past week's newsletter was all about. It's free to look at. So take a look. Okay, George, who's next?
Got Paul in Manchester. He's got a question about Lyme with the Step 4 program for his lawn.
Okay. Paul, good morning. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. I know we have a few months to worry about. But I use the Step 4 program, and it works very good. And I know you had mentioned Jonathan Green's line. And my question is, is it before the first step one or in between one and two, or when's the best time to put the lime on?
Well, I'll tell you, you can, if you're going to be using regular powdered lime, it's going to take 6 months to work.
Okay.
So it really doesn't matter. The sooner you put it down, the better. So that you, if you have no snow where you live now, and you can get the lime down today, all of the frost action, the freezing and thawing, the snow, the rain, will push it into the ground to help to neutralize it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, every time you clean out that stove or your fireplace, take all of that wood ash, throw that on your lawn, and that will help to neutralize the acidity in your soil. A 5 gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50 pound bag of lime. And it will treat about 1,000 square feet. So when you clean out that wood stove, if you have an area in your lawn where you know there's moss, throw the wood ash right there. And the wood ash will do the same thing as lime. Instead of 6 months, it will happen in 7 to 10 days. So it's a much faster method to make your soil sweeter. So if you put it down in the fall, it will help your garden in the spring. If you put it in the spring, it will help your lawn or your garden for the fall season. So I prefer to apply it in the fall or during the winter. Again, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, every time you clean it, even though there's little cinders, little pieces of burnt wood, throw it on your lawn. Throw it in the garden. And it will help to make the soil sweeter. And if the soil is sweeter, your fertilizer that you apply is going to work better. Now, lime is important for the lawn for several reasons. If your soil is very acid, you're more likely to have crabgrass and dandelions. If your soil is neutral to sweet, less weeds will grow. So fix your soil, keeping it neutral, liming it, or using wood ash. And if you're using the four-step program, your grass should be nice and thick. If you see moss, put the lime down. And again, the best time to do that is in the fall or right now. Because every time the ground freezes, it will expand. And then when it thaws, it contracts. So this moving back and forth allows the lime particles to penetrate the ground and to go in deeper, faster. Okay? Thank you. John, who's next?
That would be Barbara in New Hampshire. She's got a question about passion flower plants.
Barbara, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a passion flower plant that I bought in a hanging basket about 6 weeks ago. And I wanted to know about taking care of it because I've never had one before, and I know they're tropical plants.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, the main thing that you need to do is you need to provide that plant with as much sunshine as possible. So if you can hang it or stand it up on like a little TV table so that the plant is in a south-facing window, that's perfect. Once a week, spin the plant so that the light is more even on the foliage of that plant. So the side that faces inside the house this week, next week faces outdoors. Passion flower during the winter, like a lot of flowering plants, should be fertilized on a monthly basis. Miracle-Grow, any kind of a liquid food, or you can use the little pellets, the Osmocote. Because the days are short, don't expect many flowers, but the flowers will develop when we get into longer days, usually starting in mid to late May and last well into October. So right now, just leaves. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a piece of paper, write down this phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give George a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you to plan out your garden for next year, try and answer some questions or some problems that you may have had, and we'll all work together so that your yard will look that much better. And if you're having problems with some of the house plants, you know, give us a call. That's what the program is all about. We try and share our information so that you have less of a problem. We've talked about our newsletter, and this is an email newsletter. It comes to you every single Thursday, and these are all articles that I write myself for you so that you can understand them. And we take houseplants, we take shrubs, trees, the garden, every single Thursday. Go to paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. And at the very top of the page, you'll see the word newsletter. Just click on it. And then you enter your email address, hit submit, and on this coming Thursday, you will get your first email. We have all kinds of information on there. The website has a lot of information on it. But as things happen, we put them in the newsletter so that you are aware of what's happening around you. And again, it's every single Thursday. You can read it, delete it, print it, save it, whatever you want to do. But there's a lot of great information on that email newsletter, and it's totally free. On the newsletter, we're giving you some information about our trip to Ireland that we are planning May 12th through the 21st. It's a wonderful trip. It goes from Shannon to Dublin. It is almost sold out. We have room for, I think, 6 or maybe even 8 people. And then it's full. So if you'd like to get some information, click on the newsletter, read about it, and then you can call the travel agency and they'll give you a lot more information. But space is almost limited, and we do have room for some people that are willing to share a room. So if you're looking for a roommate and that brings the cost down, you can call the number on the website. But again, we are almost sold out. There's maybe room for 6, possibly 8 people. And then we will close it down. So it's Ireland in the spring is unbelievable. The rhododendrons will be in full bloom when we get there. The gardens will all be planted. Everything will be green. And if you have never been to Ireland, you've always wanted to, this is not just gardening. This is gardening, and the towns, the countryside is going to be a fantastic vacation. I think probably the best one we have put together in many, many years. So, check out the website. Join us for the vacation if you would like. But again, we're very limited on space at this point. And if you have a garden question, call Don right now at 800-259-9231. We'll work together. And again, we're going to be making a major list for seed catalogs on that website. Most of them are free. A lot of them are going to give you their email address so that if you don't want a catalog, you can go directly to their website and read about the new tomatoes and peppers, the new impatiens, the new coleus. There's a lot of great information that we will have on there. So take a look at it. Read through the website. There's a lot of information on vegetables, flowers, houseplant already. But check out the newsletter. I know that you will really enjoy it. And again, you need some help? 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun, but don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food. It will not attract the good birds. Cheap Cheese contains fillers like Milo, cracked corn, and millet. Great if you want morning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends with raisins, cherries, cranberries, and tree nuts. Also the only bird food with vitamins, electrolytes, minerals. That's Wild Delight.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Plank Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be Lynn in Midcoast, Maine. She's got a question about poinsettias.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. Lately, I've been gifted a poinsettia. Should I put it out in the garden in the spring? How do I care for it now? I've never been given one, and I don't know what to do. Help!
Okay. The main thing is that you give it plenty of sunlight. So put it near like a south-facing window or a brightly lit room. It doesn't have to be right in front of the window, but, you know, someplace where it's going to get plenty of sunlight. It will do really, really well. Excuse me. Now, the first thing that I would do when the holidays are over, take the foil away from the pot. And that way all of the leaves are able to absorb the sunlight. That way you can keep the leaves right down to the bottom of your plant. You want to feed that plant on a monthly basis during the winter. And then in May, repot it into a container a couple of inches larger in size. That will make a big difference. Now, after you have repotted it, every long branch, if the branch is 12 inches in length or more, I want you to cut that branch back by 1/3. So a 12-inch long branch, you're going to take 4 inches off of it. You're going to make the plant smaller. But what's going to happen is you're going to make it fuller.
Yeah.
by pruning it back after you reparted, you're going to remove the red coloration. You're going to remove the terminal bud, and that's the bud on the very end of the branch. That bud is the boss, and he will get longer and longer and longer, and what happens is your poinsettia, the plant has a bad crotch. Where the plant breaks off and makes a new branch, it's very weak. So by you cutting it back, you make that crotch stronger, better able to hold the branch. By cutting it back, you prevent it from getting longer, but by removing the terminal bud, you stimulate the growth on the buds lower on the branch, and you'll end up by, when you pinch it, every branch that you pinch will make 3 to 5 brand new branches on there. So your plant will be smaller in May when you do this. But by September, the plant will have 3 to 5 times more branches than it did in May, which means 3 to 5 times more flowers. The plant will be bushier. Because the branches are shorter, they're less likely to break for you. It will be easier for you to handle inside the house. So, for now, lots of sun, food on a monthly basis. In May, fertilize every couple of weeks from May till September, and then monthly from September to May. As much sunlight as you can possibly give it, and go easy on the water. Feel the soil. Take your index finger, push it into the pot. If it's moist, leave it alone. You're better off to be a little bit on the dry side than a little bit or a lot on the wet side. A wet poinsettia will mean dropping of foliage from the bottom working its way up. So go easy on the water, feed, sunshine, and then repot in May. And when the threat of frost is over, you can leave your poinsettia outside on your deck in full sun all day long from, let's say, the 30th of May until September 15th. September 15th, you bring it in the house because of the weather, and you start with the 12 hours of darkness and 12 hours of light. So what I do to make it bloom, and it's very easy, I take like a little index card. I write points that are on it. I scotch tape it near the handle of my refrigerator. And in the morning when I get up to make coffee, it reminds me that I put the poinsettia in total darkness for the evening. I take it out of the closet, or if it's really big, you can cover it with a black trash bag. So I uncover it, I put it in a sunny window. At supper time, I put it back in the closet or cover it with a black trash bag. And by putting it on near the handle, it reminds you, cover it, uncover it. And if you do this, September and 2 weeks in October, it will be in bloom for you by Christmas. No problem. So I bring it in the middle of April. I bring it out in May, then I bring it in the middle of September, and that's when I start the short day period. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
Bob in Massachusetts has a question about trimming a poly tree.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a holly tree in my front yard about 22 feet high. But the top 3 feet are in my electrical wires. So I'm thinking of cutting about 4 foot off the top. And yep. I wonder what would happen to the tree if I did that.
If you pruned it, first of all, if you can get up there, just be very, very careful. Because if you take a pole pruner and you cut into the power line, you can say goodbye to Bob.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
Okay, so just be very, very careful. Now, you can prune it back with no problem at all. Okay. And what's going to happen is by you pruning it back like that, you will stimulate growth on the buds below where you pruned, and that pruning should be done during mid to late April before the new growth develops on the plant. That way, when you cut it back, the buds that remain will break open, they'll begin to grow, and you'll have a nice-looking plant. If you wait until the new growth starts, you're going to look at nothing but sticks. So cut it back before the new growth develops. Shape it so that it looks like you didn't prune it. And then fertilize it with a product like Holly Tone. And that plant will fill in just as beautiful as it was before. Okay? But the time to do it will be during April, when the plant is still dormant, but before the new growth develops on that plant. And then a little bit of fertilizer will help to make all that new growth for you. Thank you. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be Martha. She's calling from Plymouth, and she's got a question about garden mulch.
Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to hear
good
your
morning.
Voice the day after,
thank
the morning you. After Christmas. I never got to mulching outside, and now we have lots of snow with more predicted. And
right.
I'm wondering if I have to wait for the snow to go away at some time, or if I can put my pine boughs from inside the house that I use for mulching on the rose bushes, especially that I'm concerned about, when there's still snow on the ground. Can I mulch with snow on the ground?
Yeah, you can. Many years, when like me, I live in Maine, and many years we already have snow down. And I try and keep my Christmas tree up until New Year's. So after New Year's, on New Year's Day, that's what I do. I take the tree down. I cut all my branches from it. And then I lay them on top of some hydrangea and on my roses. And because there's snow there, you can stick the end of the branches and create this little teepee effect. And the snow will hold it together. So if today is the day that you're taking your fresh greens, it would be great. Because if you could get the greens in place now, the weatherman is predicting 12 to 24 inches of snow from Boston north to today and tomorrow. That way the snow would work its way in between the branches and create this big igloo effect that will really protect your roses. And what hurts roses the most is not the snow. It's not the cold. Roses can take cold, cold weather. What roses hate is wind. So that if you cover your rose bushes with your Christmas tree boughs, or boughs that you have for decorations, and then the snow gets lodged in between those branches. It creates insulation that keeps the plant out of the wind, and that means a lot less dieback. So it doesn't matter when you do it, just as long as you do it. And the worst time for winter damage on roses is the end of January to the beginning to the middle of March. February is the month where plants get the most damage because your days are getting longer. And as your days get longer, you also get warmer temperatures. You get more storms in February than you do traditionally in December or January. So if your plants are well protected during February, then expect better quality roses that spring. So take the tree, bring it outside, cut it up in pieces, use it to protect your plants, and you'll be ahead of the game when spring arrives. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and let's work together to give you a great end to this gardening season and to prepare for next year. Let's not have the same problems over and over again. Let's talk about it. George, who's up next?
Karina's on the phone from the Cape, and she's got a question about a bay tree.
Karina, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. First time
Hi.
Caller, first time listener.
Thank you.
I have a bay tree with a problem. It has sticky leaves, and I've been washing the leaves, but I'm not keeping ahead of it, and now some of the branches are withering.
Yep.
And I just need something organic because I use it in food. It's in a 14-inch pot. Haven't repotted it in a while. So I hope you can tell me what to do.
Yep. I have a bay plant that I've had now for 4 years. And I left it on my deck during the summertime, and it made, I'm going to say, 6 or 8 inches of new growth. And the plant is absolutely gorgeous. Well, I went to bring it in mid to late September, and because of all the plants I had out there, I hadn't really spent that much attention looking at it. And when I went to bring it in, like you, it was all sticky. And the stems were all black. And what that is a little insect called scale. It's a little bump on the stem and possibly underneath the leaf itself. And it's like a turtle. And it's attached to the plant. And instead of chewing holes in the foliage, it has a mouth part that's like a mosquito. It injects into the plant and just draws or sucks the energy out of the plant. And what I did, and it's a lot of work, but it's the only way that you're going to stop it. Sit down on the floor or put it on your table. And what I did is I took a soft cloth with some dish detergent, Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with some hot water. And then I washed every single leaf on that plant. And as I went from the tip of the plant down to the bottom, I also washed the stem. And you won't believe the color difference after you have washed it. Once you've cleaned it, and you will feel and you will see the little scale insects. But try and wash them off as much as possible. When it's all done, rinse it with just regular water. Allow it to air dry. And then what I did is I got some all-season oil or horticultural oil. And all of your garden centers will sell that product. And mix a little bit of the oil in a mister bottle. Took the plant, laid it down on its side, sprayed all of the underside of the leaves and the stems, then stood it up straight and sprayed the top of the foliage and the stems again. And it's been since mid-September. I've had a little bit here and there, but every time I see it, I wash it, and I reapply the horticultural oil, and I'll tell you, the plant is looking very, very good. So, a mild detergent, like for your dishes, warm to hot water, and that black is called sooty mold. And sooty mold is the actual droppings from the insect. The insect is sucking pure sugar. And at times, it cannot eat it all, so it drops it. It sticks to the plant, and a black mold grows off of this sugar that the insect has dropped. And that's what's turning it black. So wash it, clean it, and then re-fertilize it, and it'll be beautiful for you in no time at all. 800-259-9231.